Hello, and welcome to the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start, this podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, October 22nd, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of media and journalism news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
United Press International and South China Sea Newswire forge strategic partnership to strengthen coverage of the South China Sea. United Press International, UPI, has announced a strategic editorial partnership with the South China Sea Newswire, SCSNW, to enhance coverage of the South China Sea. This collaboration will provide UPI's global audience with expert insights on regional dynamics while amplifying the reach of SCSNW's reporting. James Borton, founder of SCSNW, and his team will contribute original news reports and analysis to UPI, showcasing their deep expertise in the Indo-Pacific region. This partnership solidifies UPI's position as an international news organization and ensures SCSNW's region-specific expertise reaches a broader global audience of policymakers, business leaders, and news consumers.
Peak Fitness Group LLC files lawsuit against Vigaro Inc., alleging fraud, misrepresentation, and retaliatory business practices. Peak Fitness Group LLC, a California-based fitness business, has filed a lawsuit against Vigaro Inc., a Dublin-based software company, alleging fraud, misrepresentation, and retaliatory business practices. The complaint states that Vigaro falsely advertised the ability to import customer credit card information, but later refused to allow Peak Fitness to transfer encrypted customer payment tokens to another processor. Vigaro's vice president of legal sent a cease and desist letter containing false statements to intimidate Peak Fitness after a negative review was shared. Peak Fitness seeks damages exceeding $450,000, injunctive relief, and punitive damages for intentional misconduct. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Media and Journalism Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.